Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Lucky Dog Podcast. This is your host, Elias Roush. Today we are reviewing Season 2, Episode 9 of Hannibal the Cannibal. Well, it's been quite a season, I'll say. I had kind of predicted a little bit earlier, around Season 7 or 8, or Episode 7 or 8, that Will would be returning back to the fold. Could not deal with him being out of the asylum, being in the asylum. So much better. The show just seems to progress a little bit smoother with the day-to-day serial killer of the week style. It's just been phenomenal. So I'm really glad to have Will back. This episode we had Scalabear. The Scalabear with the serial killer of the week dressing up like a skeleton bear thing, or I guess just like the bones of a bear. It had some sort of crazy compression jaw that could recreate bear-like simulations. So it was a pretty cool episode. It was definitely different from the usual course serial killer. This is a much more animalistic. At the beginning, there were a couple of scenes where the guy dressed up as the bear was trying to get on the tractor trailer, and at first I clearly could tell it was animated just by how fast it was going. It was kind of a shitty animation, but still you could tell that it was like an animal-like figure that was trying to approach the tractor trailer. So when he hopped on the tractor trailer, he hopped on there, and Kelly and I were like, what is he trying to do with it, you know? Once he got on top of the trailer, we were trying to figure out, does he have an animal? What is he an animal? Is it an animal? What is it? And it really kind of played with like the old 80s horror themes with not really knowing what kind of animal it was until they actually showed it. I thought that it was a fairly good episode. I really enjoyed the last sequence with Will trying to get Buster, his dog that runs out in the middle of the snow. I wish that it had completed. Now, the way it was shot, it kind of seemed like that Hannibal and the skeleton bear guy were gonna attack Will, and Hannibal may or may not have been walking in the back of Will's house at the same time the skeleton bear was going into the house. But the way it was shot, it was kind of trickery. But anyways, I thought it was good. I really wished we would have seen Will take out the skeleton bear guy, because I just thought it would have been an interesting fight, but they decided to opt out of it. They give us all the suspense of it, but not really give us the payoff of the actual demolishing of the bear guy. I wasn't really sure how he was killed. I'm assuming he was shot, but it was kind of hard to tell. There might have been holes in him that I just wasn't able to clearly define what happened. So, I'm anxious to see what Will's gonna do with this body in Hannibal's place. Are they gonna dispose of this guy together, or are they gonna give him to Jack Crawford? I would assume the smart thing to do is give him to Jack Crawford. Otherwise, they think they have another serial killer out there that is dressing up as a bear, and they haven't caught him yet. Or the guy that they were originally getting is just up and left. So, yeah, I'm assuming they're going to talk to Jack Crawford and bring him into the fold. It's been interesting the last few episodes seeing Alana Brown really spiral into Hannibal's possession. They really have become somewhat of an item. I have been surprised in her 180 in approach with Will. So, yeah, Will did try to send a hit on Hannibal, and I can tell how she has some real resentment toward that, especially because she thinks Hannibal is completely innocent. So, yeah, it's always another one. It's always another one. This was just a quick review because we don't have Kelly here to bounce a couple of opinions and ideas off, but she'll be back. Don't worry, she'll be back on a couple of the other episodes. We have many more coming down the tube. Be sure to rate, share, subscribe. Thank you for listening, and full podcast is available at SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, all the good stuff, all the popular ones. Thank you for listening.